This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. and British militaries have bombed multiple sites in Yemen, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
In a statement, President Biden says the strikes were meant to demonstrate that the U.S. and its allies will not tolerate attacks by Houthi militants on ships in the Red Sea. The U.S. Air Force's Mideast Command says it struck over 60 targets at 16 sites. It was the first U.S. military response to drone and missile attacks on commercial ships since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. Houthi rebels have carried out 27 attacks involving dozens of drones and missiles since November 19th. In reaction from Yemen, a Houthi military spokesman, Brigadier General Yahya Sari, vowed retaliation, saying there were 73 raids with five military members killed and six wounded. Jennifer King, Washington.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said on Friday he believed the strikes by Britain and the U.S. on Houthi military targets in Yemen will degrade the capability of the Iran-backed group to target ships in the Red Sea.
Initial indications are that those strikes have been successful. We'll continue to monitor the situation. But it's clear that this type of behavior can't be met without a response. We need to send a strong signal that this breach of international law is wrong.
During a visit to Ukraine, Sunak told reporters that among the targets were launch sites for missiles and drones. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak visited Kyiv on Friday to announce an increase in military funding to help Ukraine purchase new military drones, including surveillance, long-range strike, and sea drones. London has been one of Kyiv's closest allies during Russia's invasion, and Sunak said Britain would increase its support in the next financial year to £2.5 billion or $3.2 billion. This is VOA News.